Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Rory. I've just thawed out after returning from Canberra yesterday. Very cold down in the Nations Cup.
Mate, that was one of their better days down there yesterday, Adam.
Beautiful.
Rory, I need a man of your influence to maybe start a campaign. I shouldn't win. I only go down there once or twice a year, and those fans that go to every game deserve a medal. But I can never understand why there's an outdoor press box at Canberra Stadium. My fingers were freezing. I was hitting the keyboard and nothing was happening. The keyboard was frozen.
Mate, I tell you what, though. What about those poor old fans that turn up every week?
Good
down
luck
there
to
in
them.
The,
well, at least
in
they're
the
cheering.
Oh, they are. They turned. There was a big crowd down there yesterday, which was good to see.
Yeah, it was almost 20,000. I think it was the biggest regular season crowd they've had since 2010, I think it was. So,
people love
yeah, you're right. Those fans are absolutely amazing. The atmosphere they generate was, it was fantastic.
There was a bit of atmosphere generated when Huey dropped his hands on Elise.
What did you make of this, TK?
I thought disaster avoided.
Yeah. I think Huey knows that he dropped his hands a couple of strides too early. And in his defence, the horse did come back underneath him pretty quickly and made it a lot closer than what it needed to be. I don't think Huey will be doing that again, but she got the job done. And I suppose in some respects, Huey was pretty much on a hiding to nothing there. She was clearly the class horse in the race, went around at $1.30. They went slow. Her turn of foot meant that she found the front. She's a long way out from home at the top of the straight, and she was always going to be a little bit vulnerable late. But you can just see in those last couple of strides, he heard Prenton on Invincible Gem sort of in his at his hindquarters, and he quickly pushed her out again for those last couple of strides before the post. But she got the job done. I'm not sure what James does with her now. I think he might try and keep it fresh and give it 3 or 4 weeks between runs. But I suppose it's the first step on a path potentially towards the Everest. I think you'd say give her a pass mark, but it wasn't exactly a wow factor performance first up, and you probably didn't expect that either.
Righto. Crystal ball, 2 years' time. How good a horse will Dawn Passage be?
Yeah.
I think he's pretty smart, Laurie. I want to say that I don't know if we saw the Golden Rose winner there at the Rosebud on the weekend. It was a very good performance. He was a little bit slow in the stride and settled back in the field, and he won well. I'm convinced he'll get better over a little bit further, but I'm just not quite sure whether he's absolutely top-shelf material at this stage of his career. I might be wrong, but I think some of the better A-graders, the three-year-olds this season, will resume in the San Domenico and the run to the Rose before the Golden Rose. And even speaking to Tim Clark after the race, he did say after the race, he said, listen, I think he's probably good enough to measure up with those really top-class three-year-old colts. But going into the race, he said, he's been going okay at track work and trials, but I'm not convinced he's an absolute superstar material. So I think the jury might still be a little bit out on him. It was a bit of a blanket finish there. He's a very, very nice horse, obviously, but I'm just not convinced we saw the Golden Rose winner there on the weekend at Rosehill.
And we'll talk about this in Punters Postmortem. Punters Postmortem returns, and the boys always talk about a bunched finish, Adam. And that was a really bunched finish. What did we have, 5 or 6 across the line within a length?
Yeah,
it was TK. It was a close finish, and I just don't know how to read that form out of that race yet. I'm still a little bit circumspect about how it's going to stand up going forward. Cardiff was okay, facing the breeze, leading them up. Lucicello is a horse with plenty of promise, but she's probably coming towards the end of her preparation. And Bjorn Baker's filly goes pretty well as well. They ran second, led at 4, but I still think the better horses will resume in the coming weeks, and they're probably the ones I'm sort of leaning towards heading towards the Golden Rose.
Sosie Bond.
Yeah, jeez. Back in the winner's circle again.
$20.
Lindsay Park and Luke Nolan obviously broke his long, long winless run on Boxing Day last year at Caulfield. And I thought it was great to see Luke Nolan back in the winner's circle in a big feature race and a smile on his face. It's probably been a pretty difficult few years for Luke after Black Caviar left the scene. He's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, started doing some work with Lindsay Park, and he's really made Sosie Bond a bit of a project horse. And geez, he's had some issues, hasn't he, in his career. He's been very ungenuine. He's likes to fight rival runners, and I think they're finally starting to straighten him out. I thought it was just good to see Luke there with a smile on his face and talking about how his career is just slowly starting to turn around again.
Yeah, well, as soon as I saw Huey, I thought of Luke Nolan straight away, and then it was like, I think it was moments later that Luke came out and guided Sosie Bond to victory as well, because there's no more famous of the dropping of the hands, is there, than Luke Nolan on Black Caviar over there at Royal Ascot. We thank you so much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you tomorrow.